Tonight. gonna be a build though, and I think it has to be a build, not a burn.
No, you got the dynamics perfect. It's just that part, and we did it, I swear to God, we rehearsed it that way, but we didn't play it that way. And that's when we all sat back and like, wow.
So what kind of build should I do? You want me to do a soft beat and kind of get
with it? I like them, when you're doing the rolls on the toms. I think you should change with us on that when we do our part where we go and just hold the C's and A's.
Does that mean an easy place to switch over to?
Yeah.
Alright, so play that part right after the two measures of.
We'll play the last part of that.
Oh, I just moved it so you could get to the pedal if you wanted to switch it.
If you were a little slow last time,
I'm fine.
I think.
Cool.
I tried this one. See how
did you feel that at all?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it. All
right.
What, just on the second verse?
No, just the whole song.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Bay?
From the beginning?
Yeah.
What? Is that the song?
Yeah. in the chorus.
Still want to find an effect that you like.
Yeah,
really
that's
well.
Why I'm trying.
Or just go talk to the sound guy before we play and tell him, like, if you do you have, like...
But we're going to get to practice a little bit before we start.
On the stage?
No.
No. Do a sound check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no practice.
Hey, Alex, real quick question about the song. This can show up here early if you want. Run
yeah,
through
I mean, if
quick.
You
want
to show up at, like, noon.
Yeah.
Or one, even.
There's a whole saying.
Yeah.
Never,
the second person
I
saw
never rehearse on
the
show.
Yeah.
Your
best stuff
like
is when you're practicing,
yeah,
probably.
Half.
Yeah, but I don't know
yeah,
if we're completely solid enough
I
yet.
Okay, right?
If you want to just jump and do it every time,
no,
I could still struggle.
I think
it would be good to get fresh in our heads.
Just like the first one?
Unless, I don't know, I mean, that's what worries me is that forget a part or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, bands like Aerosmith don't have to rehearse because they,
they've played it 10,000 times.
Yeah, like, you know, like where I talk like,
let's try doing the second.
the week.
Say that again. So during the first verse, he goes through the whole thing twice.
Warm it up. Mm-hmm.
And then we switch to the do da 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 da. So anyways, when we get to the second verse, we're just gonna do it the exact same way we did the first time. As far as length of the chord or the verse. So we're gonna go through twice.
Let's see if we can find a different effect real quick.
Hey. Thank you.
told you that. Oh, that's what I was gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was like, man, I know it. Second verse is double now.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Just like the first one.
And I think it'll work. Tell me what you think, though.
Yeah.
Work a little better. Now
all right.
Sure. Now I'm gonna say.
We do it from the break? After the second chorus?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Barry, you know where we're at on that part, coming out of that second verse?
I believe so.
Yeah. I'm just doing the C, G, and A, or C, you know, that's just four times, and then it's back into, I mean, I messed it up last time.
15 seconds, right?
Bike it in, Barry. Got enough to go around?
I'm not giving anybody that's drinking this shit.
What is it?
Vicodin.
Vicodin?
Mmm, that sounds tasty.
I got a limited supply for
a month. I don't know what I said.
That's what everyone says. Vicodin?
Vicodin.
It was like a reflex.
Well, anybody that broke their arm or anything in high school, man, I was all over them.
Hey, give me your Vicodin.
Oh, I like Percocet. That was pretty good.
I don't know if I've ever tried that one.
That takes away all the pain.
I have some of that too.
I'd grab like any Vicodin or...
I had
what is it, Darcet?
Percocet? Percocet.
Oh.
The people in the army, they were trying to get me to sell it to them. Because they had problems with their back or their legs or their feet. My mind. That's all good.
Oh.
You're okay? You gonna break your neck now?
No, it just happens.
What? What's wrong?
Little things.
You okay?
That or one hell of a motherfucking lawsuit, and I'm gonna know that in about 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's supposed
that's
to get
good.
Crippled.
What, are you talking to a lawyer?
Yeah, but I'm gonna wait to see what happens.
Wow.
So. sing that in part just by ourselves.
Oh, where?
Where's the very
end of the song?
Yeah, the very last line of the song.
All right, so I'll run through the twice all the way through, like,
well,
I guess 8 times, whatever I'm gonna say. And then during that time, she'll, like, that'll be, all right, I think I got it.
She did it an extra time that time.
Yeah, I know, because I don't know, if, like, we could play over that. That almost sounded pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah. If we did that, it'd sound fine.
But when she starts singing the actual chorus, we could keep playing, then we could actually play the 6 again, and she could finish herself. Is that it?
6. What
so
are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but then that would go against what you were saying. Some
weird Chinese drummer talk.
It's like,
yeah.
I know what he's saying.
What I was saying is everything exactly up to what we did until one measure before we quit.
One measure?
We quit one measure right before that.
I can do that.
And it leaves her that last line. We stop on this note. What else do we need to work on? I think we should try to get that fast one down. Get that one finished. Because I think it'd be a great one to open with. If not, Alexander suggests memories, which is a good idea.
What is it?
I'd like to save that to the end, though, because if people are actually coming to see us, they might stroll in late, and that seems to be our favorite song.
We can do Why Suffer first.
I don't know. I think your latest songs are a lot stronger than, like, Memories and the earlier ones.
Yeah.
Like, this one here, this blows the other ones away.
Yeah, it does.
I believe you.
Very intense.
Well, I mean, the people that have heard us on MySpace, they're going to be coming to hear Memories and the stuff.
Yeah, because they already heard it.
I mean,
honestly,
not that our songs aren't better now. I mean, they're getting better.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're playing for a half an hour, so either they're going to be there for that half hour or not.
This ain't the show we
got to
worry about.
15 minutes late. And
it's a good thing that
know.
We're playing in the beginning, but also
we'll
the bad
do a good
thing
job.
Is there's not going to be a lot of people, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're not headlining
you're
the
like
show.
Set,
you're
doing
getting your foot in the door with a little exposure,
right.
So.
No. I'm saying that Alex got here and she said we should.
Plus, it gets you some experience playing out.
I was thinking that, too, because she wants to open with a strong.
Well, I was just saying, like, if you can hear it, like, Scotty being in front of there, being like, alright, so now we got Living Headless.
You should probably open up with a heavy song and then save your really quality songs like this one and Living Headless for closer to the end.
Yeah, I'm just worried about starting off with something strong.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Either Memories or the new song.
We can
yeah.
do Why Suffer.
I figure
oh.
if we can get the new
oh,
song
you
done tonight.
To
oh, yeah, the new song.
We could start with that because
it would be
I
a
really
great opening.
She said she'd have to write some more.
To what?
What's
that
4 days?
New fast one.
What's the name of that?
No, today. Tonight. She's got half of them done. We only got half the song.
Let's pick a name for that song.
The new fast one?
Well, I just wrote the verse
Cotton
for
King.
Confusion, so.
I'm down with it.
Because I could hear Scotty announcing us, and then, like, you could maybe hang on stage, and Scotty could say, Living Headless, and we could kick into that riff. We can play that riff for as long as we want. You can jump on stage and be like, you know.
I have
thanks.
That song in my head. It's kind of his song. You guys didn't hear it? It's like, I would have to be like, la 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 la. Like, I go and do the harmony over top of him, and then he starts saying, ta 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 in my brain, or something more.
Did you get this?
And I'm like, like all this weird sounds.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, at that point, your voice would just be another instrument, kind of like the violin.
Yeah, that's why I said that I could do it.
You wouldn't really have to sing any words. Just
because I'd just be sitting there going.
gotta take some chances. You only live once.
So. Alright, so how does
the
first
try.
Cotton candy go?
But you know what the problem is?
First course.
Set.
I don't know where I put the verse, the words.
To his
song? We've been moving everywhere and everything, so I had the words on the CD and I don't know where the heck the words are. So now I feel bad because I can't just.
Well, I can give
them
a call and have them email them.
No, because I don't want them to think that I just.
So you're moving.
Process.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'll find it. I'll find it this
pissed.
Week. I'll look. It's probably.
He
I know I put it somewhere. No,
voice.
You know what the problem is?
Yeah.
I know
it's
I
like
put
fuck.
It somewhere. No, I know I put it somewhere safe, but I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I put things in a safe place and then I forget where I put it. Just like my
you
husband's nails.
Must have a
nails.
Lot of safe places.
Yeah, my husband was looking for his nails yesterday,
yeah.
Going crazy, and I put them under the sink in a pocket,
nice.
So that we find them there.
That would drive me fucking crazy.
Where'd you put my nails?
Where's
oh, somewhere safe.
Oh, it's, I gave it to the neighbor. It's in his garage hanging up.
I'm
thinking, yeah, I mean, I'm
Katrina does that shit to me all the time.
Man, tomorrow I'm having
what, she lends tools to the neighbors?
No, I'm like, where's fucking Rice Krispies? Oh, they're over on the bookshelf.
Yeah, that's better than they're over on the thing.
Oh, they're over on the thing.
The thing.
Fucking thing.
You should see Tim one morning. It's him there trying to go to work and he's all late and stuff and he's looking for his wallet. And I'm trying to slip in and stuff and it's like 5:30 or something in the morning. And he's like looking everywhere, turns on the lights, he's all going crazy and shit because he can't find his wallet. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, my wallet, where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? He's going outside, he's going off cycle and stuff. And looks in the cars and everything, he can't find nothing. My mom is out there at 5 in the morning too. Everybody's looking for the damn wallet. And then I go and I'm all calm and stuff. I'm like, okay, okay. So I find it on the side of the seat in the car. That's where it was that I found it and I gave it to him. And we were looking forever and he was just going nuts. But you know, a lot of times it helps to be calm. You know, it helps to be calm a lot of times. It's better than if you go crazy about something. Which me,
I'm
going to
remember
do,
you said that.
There's
I'm going to remember you said that.
What do you mean?
It pays to be calm sometimes.
I'm not always calm.
Okay, so
no,
everybody
but,
else needs to be calm.
No, but like, no, sometimes I notice that if you're in a really bad situation, it's better to be calm. Just like
oh, yeah.
When that guy...
It's not
going to
solve anything freaking out.
I told
out.
You about that, right, in Romania, when that guy followed me.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and he came in the elevator with me.
Yeah,
that one.
The friend story.
Yeah, what?
Which one?
No, and then he blocked the... locked the elevator in place.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I
now
was
that's
there.
A problem.
And
whoa.
The elevator's
oh,
like
oh yeah.
The elevator's like this big.
That.
Right. And he was right here.
And he stopped
and
it.
And he grabbed me and stuff and he asked me something and then I just looked into his eyes and I was like this, just like I couldn't move, I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, because he asked me something, of course, and I said, no, why are you doing this? You know, and I looked right into his eyes and then he said, if you want me to do something, then tell me. If not, I'll let you go. And I was like, please don't do this to me. And I just looked right at him, and I was didn't move or anything, because I could have punched him or something, you know? And then he let me go.
Wow.
And I went out of there, and I was like...
There are some strange
and then
individuals.
Normally, you know, in situations like that, you'd go crazy. Like, you start punching him and stuff, but he could have killed me. You know,
yeah.
he probably had a knife. He had a knife for sure. And he would have killed me in the elevator and left, you know?
It's better to keep your head.
That's what I said. A lot of times it's better to be calm and try to stop
you
the situation.
You probably scared him a little bit.
Because I looked at him.
Oh, yeah, just right into his eyes.
Man, maybe this chick's like, you know, maybe she'll whoop my ass. You know, he's probably expecting you to freak
that
out.
That was scary.
Chances are he's probably done that before.
Because when it was going up the elevator, I knew he was going to block it. Because if you push zero, that stops the elevator. And I knew it because as it was going up, he was going like this. Like he's right in front of me and I could hear him going. Like that, and I was like, my heart was just like,
sounds like a movie.
I'm serious, I'm not kidding you. My heart was just like going, like racing, like 100 miles an hour because I knew he was gonna do something. I had that feeling.
Yeah.
And then he goes like this, and when he went like that, I was like, shit. And he
yeah.
pushed a button.
Fuck, I really didn't want to deal with this today.
Yeah. That motherfucker, he followed me. I was playing with some puppies in front of the building in where I lived.
How old were you?
Like 15 or 16. Actually followed me because I remember afterwards that he was across the street and I went past him, but he was sitting there and he didn't even look at me, and then
get you. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna stop the elevator.
That's funny.